Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And this episode is for March 6th, 2024. A fine Wednesday. I'm looking outside. The sun is shining. The sky is clear. No geoengineering today. That's amazing, especially where I live. And the day looks good, but the topic isn't. The title of today's show is A Question. Democrats. If not Biden, then who? And we're going to go into that in detail because that is one of the biggest questions facing America right now, and an even bigger question or decision facing the Democrats. So let us continue. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring into the discussion momentarily. Again, the title of the show, Democrats, if not Biden, then who? The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I couldn't have said this. Well, I could have, but I'd done my research. But when I was in my teens or just going into the military, the outlook on America was altogether different than what it is today. It's not just to say we didn't have our ups and our downs. We had the Vietnam War. We had things going on. But there was still a whole different concept of how you thought about America, what you were taught in school, what you knew. So we're going to progress into that a little bit deeper today because we're going into the political hellhole we call America today. Let me continue with the opening first, though. This show airs a weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, which Andy is a very good friend of mine and has been for a long time, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Now, I'm going to tell you all the same thing I tell you every week. So if you got about 2 minutes, you want to run and grab a cup of coffee, if you've already heard this, and most of you have. How can you help these platforms without ever giving them an additional penny? Although I strongly recommend you do that if you can. How do you do it? Structure your donation. If you are somebody who gives $20 now and then 2 months later you give $30 and then 4 months later you give $15, whatever, do yourself and these platforms a favor. Average what you donate over the course of the year, and the next time you go in there, check the button that says make this a monthly recurring donation and put that number in. If what you donated, and you've all heard me say this before, or most of you, is about $120 a year divided by 12, that's $10 a month. So you go in, you put in $10 for the amount of donation, and you click the box that says make this a monthly donation. You haven't spent any more than you usually do. But at the same time, you have given these platforms the ability to build a budget to give you bigger, badder, better, faster. And this is exactly what they would like to do. And they would also like to keep the doors open and giving you information on a regular basis. Do what you can to help. I know a lot of you are. What I'm offering you is just a mechanism to give them a little bit more control over that money and to give you a better product as a result of it. Okay, Stephen, I ask you every week. Does that sound good?
Yes, it is a good, every week.
Concept. Okay.
Good concept, yep.
Thank you, Stephen. All right, here we go. Okay, so Stephen, of course, is the co-host of this show. And when Stephen comes in, it's always, I don't know, it's always something to make you chuckle or make you think. So our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBtalk.com. Come in, make a group, make a page, whatever you need to make, and say what needs to be said. The only way you're going to get kicked off of TLB Talk is if you're doing something illegal. Okay. A link to any and all references used for this show presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on thelibertybeacon.com no later than noon central every Thursday. And it will also include active links to other pertinent data used to put this show together. I will always state that the message I bring to you today, here he goes again, is not entertainment, nor is it based on guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality recorded facts, or an inevitability, here it comes, depending on our course of action, not theirs. That's all we talk about. How often do we talk about our course of action, an effective course of action, something that we could talk about nationally? Something that we could do legally and via the Constitution to take our country back. It's about time we did this. And as I stated in an earlier show, by April 1st, Stephen and I will have a plan in place to put a panel together that going forward we can record some of our discussions, panel discussions on exactly this. What can America do? And maybe we will spark others to do the same. What do you think, Stephen? Think maybe if we give them, you know, a little bit to think about, they may try it as well?
Well, our voices
won't
are.
If we don't try, right?
Our voices are having an effect.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. So now it's down to business. Again, the title of the show is a question. Democrats, if not Biden, then who? I'm going to tell you something right now for anybody listening who's not a Trump fan. This is not a fan or a Trump fan show. But you cannot discuss recent politics in America if you leave Trump out. You cannot do it. It's impossible. Because the biggest chunk of the tyranny happening today is divided between him and us. So as we go forward saying Democrats, if not Biden, then who? What we're talking about is if Biden doesn't make it to the election and cannot run against Trump, or if they decide that he's too big a liability and needs to be replaced, then who? And this is what we're going to get into today. So Americans are at the point right now, I know because I talk to a lot of them, where far more are awake today to the pain and suffering and the disaster that flows from the Democrat coffers. I'm not telling you that there isn't a bunch of crap coming from the Republican coffers. There are. But who swings the sword of power today? Yes, we do know that, don't we? Okay? All right. So again, Americans are at a point where far more are awake today to the pain, suffering, and the disaster that flows from the Democrat coffers and the globalist puppet Biden White House than is usually the case. It's always been there, but it's never been so stark or so blatant. And by a large and growing number of individuals we are seeing waking up. Joe Bob is also losing votes on a daily basis from the Latinos, the Latino community, the Black community, the Asian communities. All of these are historically Democrat property. The Republicans, they almost didn't even count on it. It's like, you know, we're not going to make any headway there. But Trump is. And it's not necessarily because of what Trump is doing. It may very well be what their own party is portraying to them as the truth. And far too many Democrats today are finding out it isn't. Okay, so let's move on. Today, what we are seeing in the Democrats in a steady and increasing state of panic. Look around you. If you look on CNN, they're in a panic. If you look on MSNBC, they are in a panic. If you look on, and I could go on, and who am I talking about? Who are they in a panic over? Donald Trump. Why? Well, let's get into that. Because poll after poll after poll after poll, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, am I getting my point across? Shows them losing decisively to Donald Trump. If the election were held today, with the promise of even more bad news and party division cascading into reality as the election year progresses. In other words, people, this isn't going to get better from them. It's going to get worse for them. Not a guess, an absolute fact, because we are seeing it on a daily basis. Let's throw a few things in there that may have stirred the pot. How about the Supreme Court's recent actions to keep Trump on the ballot in Colorado? And this immediately brings out all the crybaby liberals to pitch a major fit as to why the Supreme Court of the United States should now be dissolved. Hold on a second. Democrats are screaming, and there is one in particular, and his name is Keith Olbermann, who used to be an MSNBC talking head. Yeah, screaming at the top of their lungs that they ought to dissolve SCOTUS. In other words, the Democrats have decided that since the Supreme Court of the United States understands in totality that it's up to you and I who we want to vote on, that right shouldn't be taken away because somebody else somewhere else is pissed off at this guy. Don't take my right away to vote. But this is exactly what they were trying to do. The Democratic Party was trying to decide which states their rivals could and could not run in, which made an absolute mockery out of choosing your leaders. But what the heck does this big mouth, big head, ex-MSNBC talking head Keith Olbermann say? That they should dissolve the Supreme Court because it basically didn't make a ruling that was in favor of the Democrats. Did they make a ruling that was right? Absolutely. Are there liberals and conservatives in extreme on SCOTUS? Yes, there are. But it was a unanimous vote. Does that tell anybody something? Does it? But yet the liberals will stand up and scream, get rid of the Supreme Court. Because they didn't do what we thought they should have done. Does tyranny climb any higher than that? Actually, it does. This unanimous ruling also impacts multiple other states where liberals sought or are seeking to remove Trump from the ballot. Why? For crimes that aren't crimes and haven't even gone to trial. You're going to remove somebody running for president from running for president because you think he's guilty of something that hasn't even gone to trial yet. Are you listening to what I'm saying, people? This is America. This is the Liberal Party in America today. If this hasn't got you shaking your head going, what the hell, then let's go on, okay? Trump receives a court fine that exceeds $350 million for doing what thousands of other businesses do every single day across America. There's no victim. There's no stolen funds. There's no harmed parties. All parties are happy with the transaction. All parties have willingly said they would continue to do business with Trump, but we're going to throw a $355 million fine in his face just because he's Trump. And what is the immediate action that this has influenced? What came out as a result of the $350 million fine levied against Trump for no crime? For no crime. Okay? The immediate action that this has influenced is a massive withdrawal of businesses, retail outlets, and real estate brokers from New York City. This isn't a joke, people. The massive traffic that you used to see every day coming in from Jersey, all of the trucks that were bringing products and so on and so forth into New York, it's crickets on those highways now. Damn near. And what you will see is the Democratic Party having the blame for all of the suffering that will happen in New York because the stores are empty. Because the grocery stores are empty. Because how many restaurants are going to have to shut their doors? How many? And why is this being done? Because people got absolutely sick and tired of the liberal tyranny. And they're fighting back. The question is, can the Democratic Party and the deep state possibly get any stupider? And the answer is, yep. They sure can. So let's roll down that street. Okay? But if Democrats can keep Trump off the ballot, fine. But if they can't, or if they can't put him in jail or in prison for a long period of time, then in their desperation, what will they attempt? And will Trump and America survive it? Now, if anybody out there saying your last statement, Roger, was a little bit over the top, a little bit too, I don't know, in your face, let me ask you a question. How many of these other things that we have seen would you ever have guessed? How many of you know that the J6 committee is responsible for the destruction of what? Proof. Yeah. The destruction of proof that would have cleared, or evidence that would have cleared, some of the people that they have sent to prison, some of the people they've sent to jail, some of the people, yeah. They are actually guilty of destroying evidence that would have been, I don't know, definitely beneficial to those they falsely accused. So if you're going to tell me that nothing's going to happen to Trump, or that the Liberal Party isn't going to do something extremely stupid, would you like me to give you the short list of things? We're not only talking about the J6 committee hiding or destroying evidence. We're also talking about a raid on Mar-a-Lago against an ex-president who had the absolute power, as the only individual on the planet who could do that, to declassify everything and anything he wished to. And he stated openly on more than one occasion that the documents that were on Mar-a-Lago were declassified by himself. He had total authority to do that. Yet they will drag him through court until they bury him for that. But what are they going to do about Joe Bob? Yeah. And we're going to slide into that too. Okay. So if all of this stuff I'm discussing right now took a serious boost into the front line of news when Biden's mishandling, because he wasn't president, he didn't have the ability to declassify documents. So if he's got top secret or above documents sitting in his garage next to his Corvette, which his son, who is a known drug addict, had access to, the amount of charges that could be filed against him and the amount of time he should be spending in prison is astonishing. And all of this I'm discussing took a serious boost to the frontline news when Biden's mishandling of classified materials was declared to be most likely due to his advancing age and failing memory. Did y'all hear what Roger just said? Biden's mishandling of classified material was declared to be most likely due to his advancing age and failing memory. So, unlike Trump, who had total authority to do what he did, Biden didn't. Biden won't be charged with anything. Really? This is our president who is asking you to reelect him. And his own DOJ has said, we are not going to press any charges against Biden, even though he is known to be guilty because of his advancing age and the fact that his memory is failing. But he wants to run this country for another 4 years. How many of you are stupid enough to agree with that? Because if you actually are, shut this show off and go away. When his DOJ says that he is too frail for us to go after, and he was probably a memory issue because of his age, but yet the Democrats are still going to support this guy to run this country for another 4 years? Are you kidding me? And at the same time, the one guy on the planet who had every right and the ability to do that is in the meat grinder, the legal meat grinder, for something he had every right on the planet to do. The only person on the planet who could have done that was a president or an ex-president as he left office, which is exactly what happened. So again, we are looking at a two-tiered system that is absolutely out of this world. But this is all pushing us towards the mainstay of the show. And that is, it is looking more and more daily like the Democrats may actually have to do something to either force him out of office or to get him to resign voluntarily if things continue in the direction they're going in, because there isn't a poll anywhere that Biden's winning. So the panic is spreading. But if you've got to replace Joe, how and who? How and who? But who can step in? Listen to me. Who can step in, win the election, and be everywhere near as good or anywhere near as good as a puppet as Joe Bob was? Let me say that again. Who do they have who can step in, win the election, and be anywhere near as good a puppet as Joe Bob is? And if it is decided to replace him, will Joe Bob go quietly or will he make a fuss?
Hey, Roger?
Because, yeah.
Nikki Haley would.
Nikki Haley, as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't vote for Nikki Haley on a bet. And I probably wouldn't vote for her even if I was paid to vote for her. For the very simple reason, from my research on her and her machinations within supposedly the Republican Party, I would tell you today that Nikki Haley works for the same people Joe Biden does.
Well, that's what I mean. She's just Joe Biden with boobs.
And without something else, but we won't mention that.
Right.
Okay. Good point. Very, very good point. And of course, you interject a little bit of humor into this so people don't go off and shoot themselves after listening to Roger's negative report here. But again, thank you, Steve. But again, listen, people, I hate doing these shows. But if you don't know this, then whose fault is it? If Steve and I could have given you this information and we didn't, and you go out and do something detrimental as a result of not having this information, who's to blame? Is it Joe Biden or is it me and Steve? I happen to think it's Steve and I. We need to get information out. This is why Roger does three shows a week and guests on as many as will have me. This is what we need to do. So let's continue. Let's talk about what's going to happen if they got to replace Joe Bob. Okay? All right. Look, all of this, again, took a serious turn once his own DOJ classified him as somebody who was fragile and with a poor memory. This is our president who is looking for re-election. And again, who can step in, win the election, and be anywhere near as good a puppet as Joe Bob is? And why is Joe Bob a good puppet? He is compromised by China. He is compromised by Russia. He is compromised by Ukraine. And I could go on. When Joe Bob is told to jump, he doesn't say how high. He says, when can I come down, please? This isn't a joke, people. You don't let, and how many times do I have to say this? I spent 30 years working in the military industrial complex or being in the military. You don't let a Chinese spy balloon transit across the entire United States and over some very sensitive bases. You don't let that happen without shooting it down. But that's exactly what happened. And there are other things that we could throw into the pot to show you that Joe Bob doesn't really consider you to be his mainstay anymore. It's the people who he's beholden to. It's the people he's compromised to. But who can step in and win the election? This is the question. Okay, but let's move away from the Democrat and Trump war, because that's not really the focus of this show, but we needed to lay the groundwork to get there. All right, so let's move away from the Democrat and Trump war to the Democrat fallback position or individual if they need to replace Joe Bob. Doesn't mean Trump's name won't come up. It has to in this discussion, but let's focus on the Democrats' machinations at this point. Something that is looking more and more likely, Joe Bob being removed as time passes, and this is happening quickly. Let's segue into an article by Matt Cain, that delves into that question with some really great answers. And everybody knows the reason Roger brings an article in is not necessarily to add to the show, which it does, but to show you the points I'm trying to make, because I make general points and I bring the articles to bring you down to the specifics. So here we go. This is the title of Matt's article. It doesn't matter who the Democrat nominee is. I'll say that again. It doesn't matter who the Democrat nominee is. Now, what was the title of the show in total? Democrats. If not Biden, then who? What is Matt's? It doesn't matter who the Democrat nominee is. So we go from one point progressively and logically into the next point. It doesn't matter who the Democrat nominee is, because in his feelings, that person is not going to be successful. But let's figure out why he's saying that, okay? Again, the author's name is Matt Cain, and he is a good writer. We won't go through, I say this every single week, we won't go through the entire article word for word. I will take bits and pieces. Do I feel this article is something you should probably read when it's published tomorrow with this show? Yes, I do. I wouldn't be using it if I didn't think it was worth it. Okay. So from the moment Joe Biden illegitimately took office, you can see why I like this guy already. From the moment that Joe Biden illegitimately took office, whispers about whether he would run again in 2024 had already begun. Biden himself even said the quiet part out loud by saying California Governor Gavin Newsom would soon have the job I'm looking for. Most Democrat Party elites have remained steadfast in their support for Biden verbally, despite his infamous gaffes becoming even more common than they were when he first took office. Yeah, he's a few years older, people. Recently, however, something changed. Oh, gee, this may be something Roger alluded to. Special counsel DOJ appointment. Robert Hur's report on Biden's mishandling of classified documents was damning, even for those previously aware of Biden's cognitive deficiencies. It claimed that Biden's memory is significantly limited. I'm going to say that again. It claimed that the DOJ claims that Biden's memory is significantly limited, as evidenced by his inability to recall noteworthy dates such as when he served as vice president and the death of his son. As a result, Hillary Clinton pivoted from her previously unequivocal support of Biden by stating she believes that his age is an issue, which signaled a shift from the usually unified party apparatus and furthered the Biden replacement theory. So now you've got the DOJ stating that his memory is significantly limited, okay? And you've got Hillary Clinton who's saying, you know what, I've had about enough of this, I'm not backing this guy anymore. This is the Democrat Party that was so solid, you couldn't leak a drop of water through there anywhere. No cracks, no nothing. They were 100% in support. Not anymore, people. And this grows. Let me go back to his article. If that happens, okay, and actually, I would rather wait and pick this up on the other side of the break, because we're going to get into some territory that most of you are going to go, really? And again, what are we talking about, people? We're talking about the next president of the United States when his DOJ steps up to say he's mentally frail and his memory sucks. Why the hell would anybody vote for him? Why? We ready to go to break, Steve?
Yes, sir. I'll give you a chance to breathe for 10 seconds.
1 minute. Thank you, sir.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do me a favor, everybody, okay? If you know you have things that need to be heard, or you know you have things that you need to learn, there's a lot, a hell of a lot working against you on most social media platforms today. Go to tlbtalk.com. Make a group, make a page, bring people over that you wish to have discussions with that you know need to be had. This is why we put that site up. It is there to allow you to say anything that needs to be said. And remember this, if you're doing something illegal, you will be kicked to the curb. And if you're doing something either immoral or vulgar or whatever, but it's not illegal, there are block buttons there too. If nobody will put up with your crap and nobody's listening to you, you probably won't stay. TLB Talk is there to say what needs to be said. Please visit us. Please make an account. It's free. But let's jump back to this, okay? We're talking about a gentleman right now, and I use that word very loosely. We're talking about a gentleman right now who has probably one of the worst reputations on the planet for any type of a national leader. And the trust factor in him is dropping like a rock. This guy has been... His own Department of Justice has told us that he's frail and forgetful, but yet they want to leave him in a position whereby he runs the most powerful and, I don't know, most influential country on the planet. Just stop and think about what's being said here, people, okay? If this was Trump, they would be doing everything they could to bury this guy because he has memory problems, because he's too old. He's too frail. But this isn't Trump. This is Joe Bob. Okay? And Joe Bob, again, did massive illegal actions with classified documents, and he will be let off scot-free, a smack on the hand. End of story. Don Trump is going to have his life ruined regardless of what it takes for them to do it for that, even though nothing he did was illegal. If you're not seeing the double standard here, then how low is your IQ? It's pretty damn low. But let's move on here because there is more I want to present to you, okay? Okay, so what we're talking about is, as a result, Hillary Clinton, as I said, pivoted from her previously unequivocal support of Biden by stating she believes that his age is an issue. Okay. Again, that sparks more emphasis on the Biden replacement theory. If that happens, okay, talking points have surely already been issued. Democrats, media, and the vocal anti-Trump minority in the Republican Party, which includes the cast of bitter primary candidates Trump soundly defeated over and over again, are prepared to admit that Trump would have beaten Biden, but only because it will make them appear impartial when they say he will lose to the new Democrat nominee. Regardless of how this plays out, one thing remains true. It doesn't matter who the Democrat nominee will be. But let me ask you a question. If you've stolen an election, if you've stolen a federal election several times right under the nose of the American people, but every time we've tried to complain about it or tried to bring it to the forefront, another disaster happens that buries it again, until we get to the point where, as it always seems to go in America today, when the government does something against or as that's embarrassing to we the people, they will hide it by distracting your attention to other things they have either manufactured or pushed in your direction to do exactly that. This is the government we live under today. Why do we have so many bad things going on across the planet? Because you never have time to focus on one thing. And this is exactly what the Liberal Party is doing to us today. Okay? All right. So, many now believe that there is a person or a group controlling Joe Bob or Joe Biden, and with good reason. Now, again, this is the author of the article, and I think he walked into that rather slowly so he wouldn't get a lot of pushback. But I've read other articles by him, and this isn't the first time he's brought up the fact that many now believe that there is a person or a group controlling Joe Bob. I call him the puppet in chief for a reason. This is Roger talking. This is not a joke, okay? He is there for one reason only, and that is to do exactly what he is told and to bring America to its knees, something that was supposed to happen with 16 years between what? Yeah, between Obama and Hillary. And who screwed that up? Trump. Okay. If an illegal shadow government is reigning, the logical expectation, we would call that a deep state. That was Roger. The logical expectation would be for its administrators to choose the next puppet to carry out their agenda. Exactly what I've been telling you. Meaning a vote for whomever the Democrats nominate is a vote for a continuation of the agenda we are seeing. While Biden's poor record makes him vulnerable, we shouldn't expect any other Democrat to be viewed very differently. In fact, all of the most rumored replacements, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, had their own unique way of attaining unpopularity. And this is where we were headed. This is the focus of the rest of this show. What about Michelle Obama? Okay. What about Kamala Harris? What about Gavin Newsom? What would happen if, or would they be that replacement? And again, this is Roger, okay? And if they were that replacement, what would the party have to suffer because of their name recognition? So let's get into that just a little bit more. Let me read his last sentence again to set this up. In fact, all of the most rumored replacements, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, and Kamala Harris, had their own unique way of attaining unpopularity. What he's trying to say is, even if they've got to grab somebody high on the list, which these are, and put them in that position, it may not even not be better. It may even be worse. So let's go into that. While Michelle Obama would be the ideal choice, so Barack would no longer have to lurk in the shadows, since 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue would once again become his residence, the Obama popularity has been on a steady downtrend since 2008. Barack became the only president to ever win re-election by a smaller popular vote and electoral college vote margin than he did previously. His coattails were also not long enough to propel Hillary Clinton to victory on his way out of office in 2016, due in a large part to the estimated 13% of Obama's voters who switched to Trump in 2016. And 2020 was, well, 2020, with a staggering 78% of Americans believing we are heading in the wrong direction. There is no reason to believe that the spouse of the person widely believed to be responsible for this destruction would perform well in a general election, not to mention that most of the children whose school's lunches were ruined because of Michelle are of voting age now. Now, that last piece was a little bit of a chuckle, but the truth here is the absolute truth. The Obama regime was the first 8 years of taking America to her knees. What did he do to the military? What did he do to the school system? What did he do to, I don't know. The thing of it is, so much happened during the 8 Obama years. It's insane. Our economy, our global standing, everything under Obama, regardless of how great he sounded and how good he looked in front of the camera, everything that Obama left behind was an America in worse shape than when he jumped into office. After 8 years of that, most people started to understand how bad it really was, and that is the reason Hillary couldn't make it across the finish line. People really started to understand, regardless of the lies they were being fed by the Democratic Party on a daily basis, that America wasn't better off after 8 years of Obama. And 8 years of Hillary would have made it 10 times worse. People knew this. The problem is the massive cheating that was done in 2016 wasn't enough. The Democrats, and there is proof there was massive cheating, but the Democrats totally underestimated how popular Trump was and extremely overestimated how many people actually liked Hillary. The reason Hillary didn't get elected was because the Democrats screwed up in their estimations. Had they been on target, America would already be on her knees. And Hillary would be going into her second term. Not a joke, people. Or actually, she would already be finishing her second term. And someone else, maybe Gavin Newsom, would be waiting to come in. Yeah, from the most failed state in the country. Anyway, okay. So again, a staggering 78% of Americans at the time were believing we were heading in the wrong direction. 78% people. That's really, really good for a president, isn't it? While Michelle has the name recognition, Gavin Newsom is the one most, I don't know, indiscreetly positioning himself to replace Biden. And you can see this in his actions and the things he says and the places he goes. However, he governs the state that has become a case study for what happens under radical left rule. Unsurprisingly, California has experienced a population exodus under his reign, demonstrating a rejection of the leftist agenda even among those living in the blue states. I don't care whether you call yourself a Democrat or not. There is only so much there's no more food on the shelves. There's only so much there's no job for me to have. There's only so much my kids are coming home and telling me they rule my life or else. There's only so much before people say, I'm out of here. Further, an absolute necessity for a successful campaign is securing hometown support. Yet Newsom had to fight a recall campaign earlier in his term in order to stay in office. Did you hear what I said? If a candidate is unpopular among voters who know him best, it is a bad omen when trying to persuade new voters to support him. So now we've walked through Hillary and we've walked through Gavin Newsom. So who's left? Another Californian, Kamala Harris, is also mentioned in this hypothetical conversations, mostly due to her being next in line, as opposed to her electability. In fact, she is arguably the least popular rumored replacement. And believe it or not, is less popular, if this is even imaginable, than Joe Bob himself. Prior to taking office, she was rated the most liberal senator, which the California exodus has proven is very unpopular. Now a star of the Biden-Harris show, she wears the stain of many of that administration's failures, specifically her shortcomings when it comes to the border czar. Oh, my goodness. She's in charge of the border where tyranny, and listen to me because I'm not lying, where tyranny and treason are perpetrated against the American people by the highest office holders in this country on a daily basis, and nobody else in this government steps up to stop them. Nobody. Okay, so now she's basically a star of the Biden-Harris show. As I said, she wears the stain of many of the administration's failures and oopses, specifically her shortcomings as the border czar. Her incessant cackling and elementary level form of communicating have also contributed to her approval rating being, being even lower than Biden's himself. If you're going to pull Joe Bob, because there's no way in hell he can gather enough votes to win, why would you put somebody in who has a lower popularity rating than he does? You wouldn't, would you? Yeah. Since all of these rumored replacements would merely serve as a continuation of the current agenda, we must assess the perception of the party instead of the nominee. In other words, none of this is about the nominees. They will do the same thing Joe Bob did. They will go in there, and when the deep state says jump, they will say how high? No. They will say, when can I come down? Let me explain something to you. When the most compromised president in the history of America occupies the White House, how many of the people that he picked for offices or recommended and Congress, verified, or how many of them are also compromised? How can you have somebody running the DOJ committing absolute treason on the border and not worrying about it? How could you have somebody there doing that at all unless this guy is already compromised and this is what he was told he will do? And we could go on and on. How many of Biden's main, leaders that he appointed, department heads that he appointed, how many of them are in fact compromised to the level he is, or maybe even more? This isn't a joke, people. Stop and think about who's running the Biden administration. Again, since all of these rumored replacements would merely serve as a continuation of the current agenda, we must assess the perception of the party instead of the nominee. All implications show cracks in the foundation, especially for a party that rarely displays any sign of disunity. And all of a sudden, it's here. A fascinating trend has emerged over the past year. Numerous members of pop culture who historically leaned staunchly left or down the middle have decided to lean in a different direction, have voiced a discontentment with Biden. Yes, this is the pop culture. This is what people like, singers, people like actors that were standing up to literally say the best thing they possibly could about the administration. These people are backing off. Let me go through this again. A fascinating trend has emerged over the past year. Numerous members of pop culture who historically leaned staunchly left or down the middle have voiced a discontentment with Biden and, even more shocking, an openness to Trump. Did you hear what I said? Why are the Democrats panicking? Nobody ever imagined Trump haters like Snoop Dogg, Michael Rapaport, Bill Maher, Cardi B, and Charlemagne the God doing anything that could be used to aid Trump or hurt Biden. Yet Mayor Cardi B, and yeah, Charlamagne have all criticized Biden, while Snoop Dogg and Rappaport extended an unprovoked olive branch to Trump. Did you hear what I just said? Other high-profile former Democrat voters such as Elon Musk and Joe Rogan also stated their preference for Trump over Biden. Yeah. The average American always feels the flaws in government before those with unworldly riches do. These figures openly voicing discontent means this sentiment reached the average Democrat and independent long ago and is now prevalent in the elite circles. They are waking up to the fact things ain't good no more. Additionally, third-party candidates siphoning Democrat votes will remain an obstacle, regardless of who the Democrat nominee is. All three declared third-party candidates, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, and Cornel West, will overwhelmingly siphon votes from Democrats, not Republicans, as they all advocate for leftist causes. Polling, including all three of these candidates, in addition to Trump and Biden, typically shows them accumulating a total of 10 to 15 points of support, demonstrating a hunger from left-leaning voters to move away from the Democratic Party. Unsurprisingly, Trump wins in all of these polls, which is telling since all will likely be on the ballot come November. What we're looking at here, people, is you can only be an idiot for so long before somebody looks at you and says, you know what? I've been watching you. You're an idiot. This is the American people looking at its government. Not a joke, people. Beyond this election being solely a referendum on the left, it is also coming at a time of historic record-breaking support for a candidate who already set voting records. Trump has statistically proven to be the most popular president in U.S. history by setting the Republican general election vote record in 2016, even with massive cheating going on, then setting the sitting president vote record in 2020. He is currently breaking all non-incumbent primary voting records and very well could surpass, listen to me, 100 million votes for the first time in American history. And if recent polling is even mildly accurate, Trump is poised to make historic inroads with typically non-Republican circles. I'm going to tell you this. This is Roger talking. If Joe Bob runs against Trump again and wins by millions of votes, and we don't stand up and say, that's a bunch of bull crap, then we get exactly what we deserve. Because right now, nobody on the planet is polling anywhere near what Trump is. And the possibility of, they said Joe Bob got more votes than anybody ever with 84 million. They're expecting, and that's a lie, of course, because that was a stolen election, but they're expecting that Trump could bring in or surpass 100 million votes in this election. How the hell do you cheat that? Trump's original deplorables have remained firmly behind him throughout this time. Once a deplorable, always a deplorable. Okay, so they remain behind him throughout his time in politics as he continues to bring along new supporters. So if another radical leftist becomes the Democrat nominee, there is no reason to expect them to be able to separate themselves from the Democrat Party's reputation, especially its recent reputation, overcome left-leaning third-party bids, and stop Trump's expanding coalition. It doesn't matter. At this point, only election fraud can defeat Trump. That's not a guess. That's a statistical fact. The only thing that can beat Trump in the 2024 election, with the massive numbers of polls that have already been conducted, and the fact that SCOTUS stood up and said you can't take Trump off the ballot, at this point, only election fraud can defeat Trump. I don't care if you like him or not. And this wasn't about whether you like Trump. This was about the absolute theft of your right to pick your leader in this country and what we need to do. Again, at this point, only election fraud can defeat Trump. But if anyone can draw turnout that is too big to rig or that can outvote the fraud, it's Donald Trump. In the event that Biden is in fact dispatched for an alternative, keep it in mind. Listen to me. 2016, there was massive cheating and Trump won. This time around, he's expected to gain at least 20 to 40% more votes. The only way Trump can lose in 2024 is with election fraud. And these are the statistics to back it. And they don't. They don't go up against it. Anything to say, Steve? And no, let me say one more thing before you say anything, Steve. Okay? I know who Trump is. I know for a fact that this country twice has gone to bankruptcy, and that the Rothschilds have bailed him out. Do I know who Trump is? Yes. But if I've got to put somebody in the White House, let me put somebody in the White House that has did more for America in 4 years than any sitting president in modern history in 8 years. If we have to have one of them, and we don't have a choice, one of those two, you know who the hell I'm going to pick. Please step in, Steve.
Well, these psyops are going to be off the roof, off the hook.
Oh, God, yes. Years. You're so right.
Because they have been off the hook since
2014. Yes. Well, since Obama, as far as I'm concerned, Obama brought in the end of America scenario. He was the start. Hillary was supposed to be the finish, and Trump was the wrecking ball.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. How much time we got, sir?
Oh, just a minute or so.
All right. Well, I do want to say one other thing, and that is for everybody listening here, the biggest issue we have today is not necessarily the politics we have or the politicians we have. What everybody here needs to understand is that this government is of, by, and for we the people. We are the government. We are. Not who sits in Washington. They are our representatives in our government. So if we don't step up and do things, if we don't step up and say things, if all we do is sit back and cry because life is getting worse, shut the hell up. You're getting exactly what you deserve and exactly what you voted for, which you didn't. The point here is we are at a critical point in America's history. This is probably the most important election we will ever see in modern history, definitely in this century. If you really want America to get better, get the hell up and do something. I don't care what it is. Do something. Then you can say, I helped to put America back on track. Have I got that wrong, Steve?
Nope. All our voices count. That's all I keep saying.
They damn right well should, because if they don't, then we've got the wrong leaders, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything you'd like to say to close us out here?
No, I've said too much already.
Actually, you haven't. But again, for everybody listening, do me a favor. Stop blaming everybody else. The biggest problem this country has right now is we have a vast majority of our population who has disassociated themselves from what runs their life. In other words, we're to blame for most of our problems because we didn't step up to say yay or nay.
That's right.
Let's change that. That's
right.
Change it.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Until next time, everyone.